You're listening to What the Do You Know About Sports, a Pizza Dog production.
Pups, pizza pups. What's going on, everybody? Hapoi on Wednesday. A big weekend in football and sports itself. What's up, Diz?
Week one is in the books.
I already lost. I lost about 7 bets.
Yep.
My own team betrayed me.
Man, that was a bad beat. That one.
I lost it at the end.
Bad beat. Yep. The Niners.
I lost it at the end. Everybody knows we started with the NFL. We started with the Cowboys Bucks, which was a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
It was good. And it came all the way down to the Monday night, which was the Ravens Raiders, which was a great game.
Yeah. That was surprisingly a good game.
Yeah. It went to overtime. We could start game by game here. I mean, not every game, but games that stood out. Let's go the Eagles Falcons 32-6 Eagles.
Yep. Yeah, that one's surprising. It's just not that. I don't know. I kind of expected both teams to be really bad, and only one of them was really bad. So
I mean, Jalen Hurts threw three. He threw 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts was good. He ran for another one, I think.
Did he?
He was good.
I mean, he was slinging the ball.
Mm-hmm.
264 yards, 27 for 35, 3 touchdowns. Matt Ryan, Jesus Christ. That poor bastard.
I didn't see any. I wasn't watching any of that game. We were at the bar. But I just saw a picture of that game, and it's just Matt Ryan just laying on the ground face down as all his O-linemen are standing around him, and he just looked like a corpse.
That's going to be him all year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's sad in Atlanta, man.
Yeah.
And they can't even go, you know what? I want to enjoy Chick-fil-A after the game. I want to drown my sorrows in Polynesian sauce. Nope. Because we're closed.
You know what it is? On game days, that is like a French fry place. Like, they just do loaded fries with, you know, various different toppings and shit.
Oh, really?
It's still owned by Chick-fil-A. But yeah, but since they want to keep the image of Chick-fil-A's not open on Sundays, on game days that are a Sunday, they make it some, like, French fry shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have something for you before we go to game by game. Waffle
fries.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
That would be delicious.
I'm into that. Uh-huh. So I have something for you. Jeff Bezos is looking to buy the Denver Broncos.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the big-time buyers that are going in to buy the Broncos. Jay-Z was one of them, but he pulled out. But Jeff Bezos, did you know if Jeff Bezos bought every NFL team, he would still be worth $90 billion?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Bezos, buy the league.
That would be insane.
He can buy every team. And he can give every owner $10 billion and say, fuck, here, take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's nuts. So, just a little tidbit on owners there. So I'm going to ask you, because we in the past episodes, we talked about the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were the Steelers good or the Bills weren't?
I'm going to go Bills bad, just because I can't give the Steelers credit for anything.
I know. I don't want to either. Josh Allen threw 51 times in this game.
Uh-huh.
With only one time. They need a running back.
Yeah. But, Singletary ran really well. They just didn't bother trying, like, to run the ball. Like, he only carried it, like, 11 times, I think, and got, like, 70-something yards. Yeah, I don't know. I was not expecting that outcome. We'll see. I mean, maybe the Bills are frauds. I kind of was expecting a bit of a regression from Josh Allen just because this dude was trash in college and was trash for like his first 2 years.
Well, yeah. He wasn't good when he came in.
You know? No. And then he had like a absolutely phenomenal monster season. And I still think he's trash. So, you know, maybe this is the real Josh Allen.
Ah, that's great. I hope they take a step back. You know,
me too. Bills, then the Dolphins, because right now, guess who is sitting alone atop the AFC East at 1-0?
Oh, I know, my friend. I know. I know. That's coming. So, yeah, speaking, you know what? You know who's tied for the Steelers for first? The Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jamar, so somebody talk to Chase because five receptions, 101 yards, and a touchdown. That's why you drafted him. That's why you drafted him.
You know who else? Devonta Smith was good for the Eagles, and Jalen Waddell for the Dolphins was good. So the three top rookie receivers, all of them showed out their first game in the league, which is
really and you know who else looked good who didn't bamboozle us first week? Joe Mixon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe Mixon.
They did what Joe Mixon should do. 29 carries, 127 yards, and a touchdown. About fucking time, Cincinnati.
Yep.
About fucking time.
And a couple catches, I think. Like he played real well.
Joe Burrow, 20 for 27, 261, two touchdowns. I mean,
he started slow in this game, and it was like, oh, man, he doesn't look good. But then once he settled in, he looked great. Burrow did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I liked the way they looked. I mean, then we have the shootout to 49ers-Lions. I mean, let me tell you, I watched this game. I didn't sit once for this game.
This one, right? Yeah.
And –
well.
The run defense was atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
Atrocious. And for one thing, Kittle dropped the onside kick.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Okay, Kittle, get down. Grab the ball, get down. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions look good. They looked fun. The Lions had nothing to lose in this game.
And Jared Goff did not look bad. I mean, he threw it almost 60 times, threw 57 times or 338 yards, which is only a 5.9 yard per attempt, which is trash. But, I mean, three touchdowns, one pick. So, you know.
But that, that one pick, though, cost him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. If
so
you
for those that don't know, the spread on that game was the 49ers were favored by 9 points. Which Ricky took, of course. And they were – what was the biggest lead that they had in that game? They were up like 28 points or something.
They were up 28 going into the end of the third – going into the fourth maybe. And it was just a debacle.
And then – so it looked like a lock to be – you know, for them to cover that spread.
I had it.
And nope. The Lions came back and lost by 8.
So of course they did.
That was a bad beat because, Lions get an onside kickback. They go and score a touchdown. They get the two-point conversion. All of this happening for no reason because at this point they had no chance to win.
No, but they did it. They did it because they were a bet.
They were doing it to cover the spread. And
just drink the water, man. Just fucking end it already.
Right?
So Niners go in. They blow a 28-point lead. Well, 28-point lead. Almost lost the game. They lose Monsert for the year. So if you have him in fantasy, drop him, which I do.
He's done.
Done for the year. He has chips in his knee.
Yeah. I'm
fucking done reading his injury report, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
And we lost Verrett?
Jason Verrett.
Yeah. Who we just signed, Dre Kirkpatrick from the
Lions.
That's
another guy. Jason or Verrett is always hurt too. That guy's always hurt.
And he's up for a contract next year, so I don't see you getting it.
We signed
Dre Kirkpatrick and I think we signed a running back. I just forgot who it was. But you know what though? The Niners are 1-0, just like everybody else in the West. Both divisions, by the way.
Speaking of, all right, let's say week one.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just overreact to everything that happened. So who's the best team in the NFL after one week?
Right now?
Yeah. Who's your Super Bowl champion?
Right now, my Super Bowl champion has to be the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Arizona. Arizona Cardinals.
I won't give it to them.
Shit on the Tennessee Titans was impressive.
You know, but I'm going to tell you this.
So they're the new best team. Kyler Murray's the new hotness. He's going to win MVP. And the Packers are terrible.
But I said it from the beginning. Tannehill is not the guy.
Yeah, yeah. You have
Tannehill. I mean, 21 for 35, 212, a touchdown and an INT. Mm-hmm. It's a game manager game. Meh. But when you're getting blown out, you're not that guy.
No. Yeah, they're definitely not built to come from behind.
So who's your worst team then?
Packers. Easy.
They,
we are overreacting to week one here, so I'm going Green Bay Packers, worst team in the league. 0-17, a certainty. Rodgers retires after week four to host Jeopardy.
Gunkunst, listen, fucking moron. You should have got rid of him. He threw a pass. He was in his own end zone. I've never seen this before in Rodgers' career. He threw it up in the air where only the safety can catch it. He wants to lose. It looks like it.
I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what. Yeah.
I love it. He looks so defeated. All right. Then I'm going to go comeback player of the year, Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Tyrod. And he's got his revenge game coming up this week against the Browns, I think, right?
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor, 21 for 33, 291, two touchdowns.
Hell yeah.
And that man could not miss.
Texans going to the Super Bowl. Texans versus Cardinals.
I'll tell you another one.
After week one.
I'll tell you the runner-up for comeback player of the year. I'm going to go Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
11 carries, 101, and a touchdown. I mean, he beat the shit out of the Giants.
But what's
Teddy
he coming
Bridgewater
back?
Look good, too.
He wasn't. He's always been around. He's not coming back.
Well, I know, but he always sucked. He sucked for the last 2-3 years. He's back now.
All right.
So let me ask you this. What's a worse team to be a fan of? Now think of all the blunders that they've had through the years, through our life.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Cleveland Browns.
It's the Browns.
Or
stop you.
Or the it's Buffalo the Bills.
The Browns.
Now you're going to go with the Bills, who've lost how many Super Bowls?
What, they lose like four in a row?
Three to the Cowboys, I think it was. One to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to a kid. I'm not going to name his name because he told me not to say his name. So
a scumbag. Wow.
He's a Cleveland fan. What do you expect? So
yeah, that makes sense.
So I talked to him, right? And I said, I was like, yo, like, how could you be a fan of a team, right? They looked phenomenal first half.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They looked like the team on paper. No Odell. They looked good. They were beating the Chiefs.
And who didn't see that coming? Who didn't see, you know, at halftime, it was like, they're going to lose this game. You know they're going to lose this game. And they lost the game. Because that's what the Browns do.
But as a fan, how do you get up every morning? You get that ugly colored t-shirt. You put it on. You look in the mirror as you kiss your girlfriend, boyfriend, your dog, whatever you want. And you go to the bar with other fans. And you look at other fans and you're thinking like, wow, the Rams are good. The Niners are good. The Dolphins are good. I suck. But yeah. I'm good on paper. How do you live like a paper champion? How do you wake up every morning thinking, like, if I have kids, they're going to be Browns fans?
It's different being a Browns fan, because even now, see, you're thinking of it from the perspective of a fan of another team, where you're like the Browns are just happy to be hyped. Browns fans are happy to be hyped. They're like, even if we don't live up to it, because we know we're not going to live up to it, you know, people are talking about us and kind of excited about us, which is nice for a change. So, you know, at this point, they're probably like, yeah, we knew we were going to lose that, but, you know, it was fun to watch us kind of hang in
there. How is that fun to know that, hey, I look good the first two quarters, but God tell you this much, we're going to lose.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's... Why watch the game? Go to the fucking green market. Go buy stuff. You know, like, dude, hang out with your kids. Why do you waste your Sunday?
Yeah,
I mean, listen, you went through it. I went through it. I get it. They have, they're still going through it after 35 years.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't won a season opener, since 2005.
Are you serious?
Google it. And that's a fact.
Insane.
That is not rookie headlines. That is not rookie headlines. And not a home opener.
In the last few years, the opening game, they have gotten absolutely shit on, like, each year. So this one, they're probably like, hey, next time, you know, we're going to get the opener next time because we won a half.
Since 2005, they have not won a season opener.
That is insane.
That is a fact.
That sucks.
That is, that's what I'm saying. How do you get up every Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whatever game you play, and you're going to go and say, we look good. We got our quarterback, supposedly. We have our receivers. We have a great running game. They have a phenomenal running game.
Yeah.
And you supposedly can't put it together. Now, granted, they played Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. They looked great in the second half. But
yeah, that's Mahomes.
I mean, Mahomes is insane. You want to talk about MVP.
It's insane. Like, I think, and he was the, how many touchdown passes has he thrown now? I don't know. But it was like, he was the quickest to get to this number of touchdown passes since Dan Marino. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
I don't know.
25?
25, something like that.
We're fucking old, man.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about another guy? Jameis Winston.
Hell yeah.
Gets laser eye surgery and then has laser fucking spirals going through Jacksonville Stadium.
That's my QB1 fantasy. I drafted him super late. Got me 5 touchdowns on Sunday. No picks. Like, that's, it was so the anti-Jameis Winston game, because not only did he not throw any interceptions, he also only threw it 20 times and had like 140 yards.
Yeah.
Like, what?
All right. Well, you want to talk about your QB1. I'll talk about my QB1.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford.
Stafford looked great.
20 for 26, 321 and 3 touchdowns.
He looked great. That touchdown, that was an 80-yarder to Van Jefferson when he, you know, caught it, went to the ground. Nobody touched him. He got up and ran it in. That was beautiful.
McVay, that douchebag, he gets into the press conference. He goes, I finally have a partner, not a student. You're a fucking coach.
Ugh.
You're a coach. You're supposed to teach the young kids, you jerk off.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I think it's because he's also 19 years old. So now he's like, oh, my quarterback's older than me.
McVay's so overrated. He's so overrated. And for him to say that, like, look, shout out Kevin O'Malley. He said it today. Yeah, it's his team. They look great. I'm not saying. That's such a stupid comment. You're a coach.
Also, it's a slap in the face to a guy that took you to a Super Bowl. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And you couldn't score. So you
took you to the Super Bowl.
And Jared Goff almost beat us on Sunday.
Yeah, he's not a great quarterback, but shut up. Like, why are you disrespecting him? He didn't do anything.
No, you couldn't coach him because you're not a good teacher.
Right.
Because what happens is Matt Stafford turns off his headphones earlier so he doesn't have to hear you fucking speak.
Yeah,
because you're speaking fucking TikTok, Sean McVay, fucking idiot. I hate that guy.
Is he on the TikTok?
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely on the fucking TikTok. I mean, they're dropping fucking tutties all day.
Is he married?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I bet he cheats on her.
Yeah, he absolutely cheats on her with the opposite sex.
Women.
That's facts.
What?
That's facts. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's got caught. He's got caught with men in his bed.
Oh, so yeah, not so the same sex.
Oh yes, same sex. You got me razzled.
Razzled.
Yeah, I got confused on my words. Yeah. I got me confused on my words. Yes, he's in bed with the same sex.
Hey, no judgment. I mean, judgment for cheating.
I don't care. I'm judging any cheats. I don't care, men or women. Sure. I'm not judging them.
Sure.
Let's get off this topic. I fucked it all up anyway. let's see. We got Washington, man. Fitzpatrick's out for, what, 8 weeks now?
Oh, man, that sucks. Yeah, that sucks.
That so sucks, man.
Taylor Heineken.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, their defense was good, but, I mean, they fucking Chargers suck, too. They're not good.
Yeah, and Herbert really didn't look good either. Herbert was not great.
He threw a terrible interception.
You know, we just talked about Washington's good defense, so that obviously had to do with it. You know, we got to – you know, everything needs some context. Herbert didn't look great. He played a really good defense. Tua didn't look great. He did enough to get the win, and they played a really good defense. And, you know, Dolphins O-line sucks. He had no protection, which is probably going to be a problem all season. But yeah, I mean, they got the win. Same with
so we have Carolina, New York. Nobody watched this game.
No. Sam Darnold's revenge game. Darnold played great.
Yeah, good he did. The problem they have no receivers. McCaffrey was the leading receiver.
I think they have good receivers, though. But it's just McCaffrey's so good. DJ Moore, nine
receptions for 89 yards. Solid.
Yeah, I mean, that's McCaffrey, man. Like, McCaffrey's insane.
I know, but your running back shouldn't be your leading receiver.
No, I mean, probably not on most teams, but I mean, this is the best player in the NFL. You know, Christian McCaffrey is the best player in the league.
You think he's better than Pat Mahomes?
Yes, I do. I think Christian McCaffrey is the best player in the league. Now, he's at a less important position, so that kind of factors in, because obviously Pat Mahomes is the best at the most important position. But just as far as like how good he is versus like the second best running back, it's insane how not even close it is.
All right, I could see that. I mean, he's awesome. He's fun. I didn't think he was going to be that good. Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson. Yeah. You know what? Good. He sucked at the beginning, and as the game went on, he got better. So, Chicago Bears, what are you doing? I mean, we could see it. You know, you get better by playing. So, why are you not playing Justin Fields?
Justin Fields would have played a lot better against the Rams than Andy fucking Dalton.
Andy Dalton. Yeah. It's such a waste of time. You're wasting everyone's time. All your fans, every player on that team, you are wasting. This is just a throwaway season if you're going to go with
Dalton. That's another organization that just doesn't get it.
No, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, as far as the combination, GM coach combination, I don't know if there's a worse one in the league. Like, it's bad. Ryan Pace has no idea who to pick for his team. And Matt Nagy doesn't know who to play, doesn't know what, like, it's crazy.
He's so afraid to make a bad call that he's making bad calls.
Exactly.
Did you see the Panthers, this big Panther? Like, it was like a digital.
Hell yeah. Like the augmented reality Panther thing. Dude. Jumping around the stadium. For any of you guys that haven't seen it, get on YouTube. Like, just search for Carolina Panthers and augmented reality. It's pretty sweet. I guess they had it. You could pull it up on your phone or something. Uh-huh. And it's just like this Panther jumping around the stadium.
Dude, it was he ripped the Jets flag off the banner and not really did it because it's a mixed reality cat. And fucking ripped it off, chewed on it, spit it out. Fans went nuts. And then everybody turned off the TV.
Yeah, everybody changed the channel to watch another game.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was sick. Like, that was good. Good for you, Panthers. That was adding something new.
It's great. It's great. That's great. Don't sign receivers. Just put that into your cat, your fake cat. That's smart. What else do we have here? Monday night. Let's talk about that because –
that was a shocker to me. Shocker.
Their defense is so effed.
The Ravens?
Oh, my God. The Ravens. I feel bad for them. But Lamar Jackson fumbled twice.
Uh-huh. And that second fumble cost them the game.
Uh-huh. Like,
granted, Lamar Jackson is the only reason they're ever in any game.
Yeah. But, so he does more.
But he also, but he also lost that game, you know.
If I'm Harbaugh, I bring him in my office and I tell him, listen, if you have three people around you, throw it away or go down with the ball.
Yeah.
You're not going to get away from that.
I don't know what. Tyson Williams, their young running back, I think he's a rookie, maybe second year player. The dude was running so well. He had seven carries for like, I want to say 60 something yards in the first half, and he got two carries in the second half.
That problem with him is he can't block.
Yeah, that's the issue. The blitz screwed him up. Murray couldn't block either because he's not ready. Lat Murray, they signed on Friday, and he's in there getting the bulk, not the bulk, but getting almost half the running back reps on Monday night. But like he hasn't figured it out either. So yeah, I mean, that's a
hardball. You got to get your running backs to block. I mean, if you're going to do a shotgun and then you're going to have the option, like they were blitzing you. They knew you couldn't handle it. And real quick, since they're in Vegas, did you see the owner of the – who's the owner of the Raiders? What's his name?
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis won $1,800 on the Wheel of Fortune slots because he has one in his booth.
What?
Yeah. Fucking sitting there. He's looking over. The camera pans in and you see credit, $1,800. The rich get richer. Fucking put a slot machine in there. He had a Wheel of Fortune slot machine in his booth where he sits.
That's Vegas as hell. I love it. Like, does he still have that bowl cut, that horrible bowl cut mullet thing that he's
got? Absolutely. I think that's a hairpiece.
That guy looks horrendous. Like
he looks like Deadpool without his costume on.
If you put a bowl cut mullet wig on Deadpool, that's it. That's exactly what Mark Davis looks like. It's so unsettling, this guy.
He looks like somebody threw a boiling pot of soup on him. Like, yeah, he's got soup face. Like, it is not good, man. And he's an ugly man. That is an ugly, ugly man.
Hard to look at.
Who else do we have here that just did? Listen, Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle looked good. Fucking Wilson and Lockett. Wilson was so efficient. Lord.
Yeah, Wilson is efficient as hell. Wilson is the reason why I say, like, McCaffrey is the best player, only because I think Wilson is pretty close to Mahomes as far as being able to play. Mahomes is better for sure, but Russell Wilson is so damn good. It's just Pete Carroll doesn't let him throw. Like, how many passing attempts did Russell Wilson have?
23.
And how many touchdowns did he have?
Four.
Four touchdowns in 23 passing attempts. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody that had less attempts and more touchdowns was Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, yeah. 20 passes and 5 touchdowns.
I'll tell you what, Carson Wentz looked good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 25 for 38, 251, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, he just had every time Wilson had the ball, he scored.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there was no – and yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, that's what's going on.
If Wentz keeps this up, he's definitely – potential contender for comeback player of the year if he keeps playing like this.
Dude, he's out week 5, bro. Like, I'm sorry, he's out week 5. Did you see Vrabel call out Julio Jones?
No. Julio did nothing.
Well, he dropped the pass in the end zone and then got a personal foul. I guess he shoved somebody. I don't know who he shoved. And then he got a flag thrown on him. It was a 15-yard penalty, and Vrabel called him out. He goes, "We don't need that shit in my locker room."
Wow.
And that's Julio Jones. Julio Jones is done.
Yeah, he's done.
The Niners are geniuses for not going after that bum.
He was shit last year. I mean, he was hurt, and then he was garbage when he played. And yeah, that's overreaction from week one. Julio Jones is toast.
He's a bust. If you have him in fantasy right now, drop him.
Drop his ass to the wire.
Absolutely. Another overreaction is, I'll give you right now. I don't have one. I thought I had one. I had one. I wrote it down. I fucking wrote it down. I can't find it now. Oh, no, I don't have one. Never mind.
All right.
I was going to have an overreaction.
Right, well, thanks for listening, everybody.
No, I'm serious. So week two, we have a shitty Thursday night game.
Oh, God. It's going to be so bad.
Giants, Washington, I don't have anybody playing. I'm not watching it. We have, let's see the games that stand out to me, maybe to you if you think.
How about the 1-0 Texans versus the 0-1 Cleveland Browns? I think that's a must-win game for the Browns, right?
So if the Browns, all right, overreaction. If the Browns lose week two, which everybody, if you're a fan, they probably are. do you think, would you say overreaction that season's over?
Yeah, no. If you lose to the Texans, no. That's not an overreaction. You lose to the Texans, the season is over. That's it. Pack it in. Also, Urban Meyer, terrible NFL head coach already. I've seen rumors, of course, that he's looking to take the USC job that just opened up already. Probably nothing to them, but we'll see. But that guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's completely lost.
If he leaves the NFL, I will make it my point to ruin his career every day for 1 year. I will do whatever it takes. I figured out. I'll write him letters.
You'll move to LA.
I'll email. I might go for a year. I don't know. I don't know because my goal is to go after him for every day for a year.
God, I hope it happens.
Urban Meyer, if you leave the NFL, Trevor Lawrence, you hope he leaves.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, push him out. Because I think Trevor Lawrence is good.
I'll tell you who should hope he leaves is James Robinson, the running back, rushed for 1,000 yards last season, and then Urban Meyer rolls out the corpse of Carlos Hyde as the starting running back and gives him all reps. Are you out of your mind?
I know.
Do you watch football?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't watch football.
I hate
that guy. He watches old tape of Tim Tebow jumping in the end zone to throw the ball. That's what he does, and I don't like it. I don't like it. So game stands out, 49ers Eagles. They're both 1-0 in Philly. I'm going to that game.
By the way, you're going to that game, aren't you?
I will be at that game, so I will send videos to at Pizza Duck Productions on Instagram of people jumping around if I don't get beat up.
All right.
Niners are -3.5. I don't think I'm touching that.
Eagles look good last week.
The Eagles look very good.
Bills Dolphins, that's a big one this week. Bills need to win this game after they completely shit the bed against the Steelers. And they're traveling to Miami in September. That's never easy for them.
No. And I think Fields comes in against the Bengals.
So you think he comes in as like the full time quarterback against the Bengals?
I think we're gonna hear that it's gonna come out that he's taking center that game. He starts against the Bengals.
Oh yeah? You think he's gonna start?
100%. I think we'll hear it tomorrow. I really do. I think that it comes out tomorrow that Nagy comes out and says we're going to put Fields, especially how well the rookies did in their first week, and Fields is sitting behind Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Mac Jones looked sharp against the Dolphins. Didn't do anything that wowed you, but he didn't make any mistakes. He made quick reads. You know, he only threw short passes, but he put them where they need to be.
I thought he looked good for the Patriots. If he keeps that up, they'll be fine.
Yeah, he looked like a rookie Tom Brady.
Yes.
That's what he looked like.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I could see that. We got the Raiders and Steelers.
Trey Lance got in and threw a touchdown for the Niners. So, yeah.
Yeah, he did. And that was when we went up our 28, and I was sitting pretty buying shots for everybody, and then I fucking lost it. Cardinals are going to beat the shit out of the Vikings.
Honestly, I could see this being a Cardinals loss just because that's what they do. Like, after a super impressive win, they're going to come back home and completely just shit all over themselves and lose to a team that they should beat.
See, I see Seattle losing to Tennessee.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like Tennessee,
be pissed.
Like a 24-21, like Tennessee finally does their thing. Chiefs, you know what, though? I could see the Ravens beat the Chiefs.
I think you have to. They have to, because that was such a bad loss on Monday night. It was such a bad loss. You can't lose to the Raiders. I mean, granted, you're on the road. Still, like, you can't lose to the Raiders.
And then you have Packers-Lions. They're going to end in a tie.
Ugh.
So, all right.
I'm calling it out. Aaron Rodgers is going to throw 4 touchdowns against the Lions.
So,
I'm calling it out. probably
overreaction since we've been doing it. Mm-hmm. You're gun cunts, and you are the coaching staff of the Packers. After this no touchdowns, everybody sucked. Rodgers was terrible.
Aaron Jones, no show.
Don't get me started on my first pick. Don't, please. Yeah. So what do you say in this office? What do you think goes through their mind? Do you think like we fucked up?
About what?
Keeping
all the Rodgers shit?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you just say, you know, we had a bad week. We didn't execute and we'll get them next week.
You didn't score.
I'm saying Rodgers is going to throw four touchdowns. He's going to throw over 300 yards, probably close to 400 yards, and they're going to stomp the Lions.
Lions win.
Okay.
I'm calling it right now.
All right.
I'm calling it right now. If they don't win, I will get on here and apologize to everybody. I don't care. The Lions will win this game. You heard it first from Big Rick. Uh-huh. And I'm going to even give you a score.
Okay.
First time in Aaron Rodgers' career, the first two games, he does not throw a touchdown. Right. Lions win 24-10.
24-10.
They run one in.
Okay.
And then they kick a field goal.
Yeah, I got
it. That's it. 10 points. That's it. No, I'm just saying how we do it. But that's what we do. That's it. Okay. The Lions will win that game.
What's that? Is that Monday night?
Yeah, it's a Monday night game. I'll be back. Oh, God, I hope the Browns lose. God, I hope the Browns. Because they have good players, and they're going to blow it up.
They're going to win. They'll win.
Do you think Odell comes back?
That's a good question. They upgraded him to questionable today. I don't know. That's a tough one. But I think they win regardless.
Really? So since
the show, yeah, I do. You know, since this is what the f*** do you know about sports and not what the f*** do you know about the NFL?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some college football.
Okay. Because
we're 2 weeks in.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can cover the big three down here, Miami, FSU, and Florida. So Miami is – what are they now? Were they 1-1?
They lost
the first week. They looked bad the second game, but they pulled out the win. Was it Appalachian? Who'd they play?
App State, right? Let me see. I'm pulling it up right now. The problem with Miami?
Yeah, Miami.
Miami sucks.
They do suck.
They're a bunch of delinquents.
They suck. They're bad. And then so a real different feel from Florida State fans too after this weekend, because last weekend they played Notre Dame, and even though they lost, they kept it close. It went to overtime. Super good competitive game against a top ranked team. So you're thinking, as an FSU fan coming off of that, like, we lost, but you know what? If there's any kind of loss that you can feel good about, it's this one. We went toe to toe with a great team. And then week two, Notre Dame almost loses to Toledo, has an equally close game with that dumpster fire. And then FSU loses to Jacksonville State. And then now it's right back to fire Norvell.
You sent it to us, the guy that proposed, the FSU player?
Yeah, who proposed to his girlfriend as the Jacksonville State players are celebrating their victory in the background in Doak Campbell Stadium.
Get his scholarship.
Read the room, bro. No. What are you doing?
Get the scholarship, set it on fire, get out of my school. Seriously. Right? Get out of my if I'm the coach, I'm like, what are you doing?
On the field.
You know what's crazy to me? Alabama is good every year.
Oh, God, they're gonna. So everyone knows. I mean, if you don't know, I'm a Gator. I graduated from there in 2008. Alabama's gonna shit on. We're 2-0. We haven't looked bad. We haven't looked great. Our backup quarterback is probably the best player on our entire team, and our coach refuses to start him. And we are gonna get shit on by Bama this weekend. So I think the spread that I saw is Bama minus 14.5.
That's it is. I'm looking at it now.
That's easy. And
you know what? No. I'm going Florida wins.
That's crazy.
Got 30-27.
That'd be amazing.
I'm telling you.
I just don't see it. But
Florida and Detroit are my sleepers.
There you go.
So Notre Dame plays Purdue. Let's see. Ohio State plays Tulsa. I mean,
Ohio State just lost. That's a Ohio State lost to Oregon this past weekend. That's a big, big loss for them. They should have won that game. And I think they were two touchdown favorites as well. No, maybe one touchdown.
So right now the rankings, the top four teams right now were Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Oregon.
Oh, wow. Oregon shot up. Yeah.
Yep. They are number four. Number five is Iowa.
Okay. Iowa just beat Iowa State. It was a 9-10 matchup.
Uh-huh. So,
I don't really have a problem. I mean, we know Oklahoma is overrated, but, you know, they'll be highly ranked all season.
I like that Clemson is not up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love looking at them. I love that they're looking from behind.
I agree.
I love it. I love that they, because they're another one. I don't like Alabama, but they're so good. Clemson's just dicks. I just don't like the. I don't like the way they look. It's a stupid paw print on their helmet. I don't like that.
Yeah, for real.
I like. You know what? I like Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why.
Frauds.
I know.
Always just like Oklahoma.
I know. No, I know. I'm bamboozled by them. They get me with the gold helmet, man. I like it. Rudy. I like it.
And like the gold, like metallic gold helmets that they rock with like the flake.
I like it. I wish I was Irish. Because I would rock it. Like I look stupid now, but let's see. Who else? That's really it. I like Alabama. I like Alabama, Florida.
Yeah, Alabama, Florida is probably the biggest game this weekend. I don't really see a whole lot. FSU plays Wake Forest. Wake Forest is 2-0 and favored by 5.5. So Wake is probably going to win that game because FSU is going on the road. And right now they've got to be down bad. They're down bad. I'll tell you that. Miami plays Michigan State. Miami's favored in this one by 6.5 because they're at home. And I think Michigan State's going to win that one. So take Michigan State plus 6.5.
I'm not taking nothing this week. I'm relaxing. I got my wallet took a shit.
Yeah.
In basketball news, I don't know if you heard, but did you see John Wall and the Houston Rockets?
Mm-hmm. Gonna try and fight. They're trying to find a trade partner to get Wall moving on, which that's gonna be tough because his contract is insane. It's huge.
That smells like a Nick move.
It really does. Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why it smells like a Nick move, because we didn't pull the Russell Westbrook move. They didn't go after him when they needed to.
Oh, right.
So yes. John Wall is their next step. I mm-hmm. guarantee you their name is going to be thrown in there.
I could see that. I could see him doing well there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I could. He's a good player. He's way overpaid.
So me and Dizzle buy jerseys from this China app, mm-hmm. and they're great jerseys. I mean, all my jerseys are phenomenal.
$30 or less shipped.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ordered an Orlando Magic jersey, right?
Yeah.
Penny Hardaway.
Penny, hell yeah.
And I got it in. So
how is it?
It's Tracy McGrady.
Oh, no.
It's Tracy McGrady.
T-Mac. Hey. Well, you know what?
Hang on.
I did love me some T-Mac. Yeah. McGrady. There it is. Number one.
I know, but I wanted a Penny Hardaway jersey.
Because Penny was also number one. That's probably.
Yeah. So the Chinese got confused.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw number one. They got excited because they probably had an abundance of Tracy McGrady just sitting in a box.
I got a lot of Grady jersey.
No, I am. I mean, I bought this one for a reason. I mean, listen, if I can't have Penny, I'll take Tracy. So,
sure.
But it's just funny when I opened it, I was so excited, and I turned it around and I showed.
It looks good though. I'll say.
I showed Gooch and I'm like, yo, this is awesome. And as I held it up, I'm reading the back and I go, McGrady. What the fuck?
Well,
oh my God. So. All right. So listen, everybody, pay attention to our Instagram at Pizza Talk Productions because, like I said, Big Rick is going to be with Ricky Rose in Philly watching the Niners beat him. So, and we'll put videos up on there. Hit us up on our Facebook at Pizza Talk Productions, our Twitter at Pizza Talk Prod. Our website is www.pizzadorkproductions.com. And our email is shoutout@pizzadorkproductions.com. Guys, listen, everybody, hit us up, rate us, hit us up on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on a bunch of other ones. I don't know the other ones.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. If you got, if you know where their podcast is, we're
subscribe,
probably
on it, so. Subscribe wherever you are.
Yeah, and rate it. Also, let us know what you guys use think.
Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating.
Yeah, exactly. If you have an Android, throw it out and get the new phone that's coming out on September 13th. Shout out Apple. Right. So cocky the butt, baby.
Shoosh.